children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers, Align Saving Kids. Kids of all ages, all stages. We are not just about drugs. We are about prevention for all at-risk behaviors, all mental health issues. MASC is a referral agency for 21 years, over 48,000 families that we've helped, and we would like to help you help your loved ones. So write down our number. Maybe it's for yourself, a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, someone you sit next to in shul. Our confidential number is 718-758-0400. Call anonymous, describe a situation, and we will try and help guide you to the right professionals, whether it's a therapist, a school, an inpatient or outpatient program, a clinic, all mental health issues, whether it's about doing programs in your school through the PTA. MASC is in the yeshivas. We have interns that work with the girls and the boys, all the in the elementaries and the high schools, all different ages. So call MASC with your suggestions, with your referrals that you may need. Again, our confidential number, 718-758-0400. Tonight, we have with us a very dear friend and colleague, Mendy Barron, the CEO and founder of Ignite Treatment Centers. Mendy, good evening. How are you?
Hi, good evening. How are you, Rachama?
I am very good, Baruch Hashem. It's nice to have you on. Mendy, for our listeners, I'd like you to tell us all about the Ignite Treatment Center in Nevada.
So the Ignite Teen Treatment Center in Nevada is a clinically strong program. We designed the program to work specifically with teenagers, 13 to 18 years old, who struggle with mental health and addiction issues. It can be addiction with mental health. It can be mental health alone. And we have clients who come to us from all over the country who need to have a little bit more supervision. They live with us 24 hours a day. The kitchen is fully kosher. It's staffed with wonderful clinicians, educators, psychiatrists, nurses, and we really work with teens and their families to help them achieve stability and growth so that they can move on with their lives.
Mendy, you said that it could be mental health and addiction or just mental health. That's a very important piece that parents are concerned about. Them, maybe a child coming in for a mental health issue and sitting next to somebody that has drug issues. So they're always paranoid about, you know, parents, about what is my child going to learn from another child in the treatment center. So can you address that to the parents, please?
Absolutely. You know, this is the third treatment center company that I'm founding. And when we first started in treatment, that was a big question. The question was, if you have teens in an environment, some use drugs and some have mental health issues, are they going to learn from each other or adapt? And when we looked at drug use of teenagers, one of the primary things we noticed, as I'm sure you've also noticed, is that even when there are substance abuse issues, the primary driving force behind it really is a mental health issue. And when you have teens in an environment for a couple weeks and they're off of the substances, you really focus on mental health because they don't have 10, 15 years on heroin or 20 years of alcohol abuse. It's a shorter time frame. And so when we put teens together and we have clients working, for example, in equine therapy, and you're working with a 2,000-pound horse and you're processing issues, one client might be working on triggers to use, one might be working on triggers to cut, but the process is the same. And we put the teams together, and we make sure, obviously, to not have them glorify drug use and talk about that. They actually learn from each other in a positive way and support each other and grow. And while it was somewhat experimental when we got started, you know, many years ago, at this point, it's been successful to the point that we probably wouldn't do it any other way.
Okay, and your treatment program, that includes the family involvement.
Absolutely. Family involvement is critical. You know, we have clients who come from different places. We have clients who come locally. But the one common denominator is when you take a kid who's struggling and they make big steps in treatment and they grow and they learn, but the family doesn't grow and learn and the home situation doesn't change, and you send them back to that situation, you have an almost 100% guarantee that they're going to relapse and fall back on their bad habits. And it's to be expected. If you don't change the home environment, if you don't change the situation, nothing's really going to change. And so we mandate that the family participate in treatment. They participate both in terms of family therapy. We also have family intensive weekends where they come in and spend a good amount of time with us. We offer family support and guidance. We work with local resources such as URAHMA and MASC and other organizations that really give the family the framework they need and give the family the resources they need. You know, it's not just the kid that has to go for help. A lot of times the family needs help individually, as a family, support, groups. It's absolutely critical that the family is involved in the treatment process.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up about masks and the involvement with family, because every day on our helpline, literally I could say every single day, we get calls from families whose loved ones are in rehab, and they'll describe, like, you know, my child, my wife, my husband, my son, my daughter is coming home, my brother, my sister is coming home, being released from a treatment center. They've been away for a month, 3 months, a year, and now they're coming home, and what do we do now? Where do they go? What do we do? And it's so important that families understand that while their loved one goes into a rehab, they need to first catch up on their sleep, which they probably haven't slept in days or weeks. But once they do, they must start in an outpatient treatment program for themselves to learn how to help their loved one when they do get discharged from a rehab. So this way, when you get the phone call that your child, your loved one is coming out, being discharged, then you already have in place the treatment facility, the appointment, the understanding of helping that person with relapse prevention from your end, from the family's end. And you cannot learn that when they are discharged. You can't catch up then quick enough. One must learn that at the same rate as their loved one in the rehab. Very important. Please, anyone that's placing a child in Ignite or any rehab, adult, 40, 50-year-old, please, the family members must get into treatment while their loved one's away. So let's start at the beginning. We have Mendy Barron from Ignite Treatment Center in Nevada with us tonight. And I would like Mendy to please give out the phone number so that parents could call anonymously to explore the option of sending their teenager to Ignite if they may need so.
Absolutely. So our 800 number is 866 202-7217, 866-202-7217. You can also go to www.igniteteentreatment.com. And the beautiful thing about reaching out to us, besides being confidential, we'll do a free assessment. We take insurance. We'll run your insurance benefits. And a lot of people don't even realize that insurance can cover the majority of your treatment. You know, a $300-$400 basic PPO insurance plan can cover the majority of treatments instead of spending, you know, thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on treatment. And we'll run your benefits. We'll give you guidance. We'll give you all the information you need to make an informed decision about the treatment process.
That's a real big deal. Treatment programs are so expensive. And to have a treatment program for teenagers that accept insurance is huge, really huge. And so that's wonderful. Also, let's talk about the Kosher Kitchen that's available.
Yes. In past centers, I had always made kosher as something that was available to clients. Obviously, when you're dealing with teenagers and at-risk teenagers, most of them don't really care necessarily for kosher, but it was important to make it available. But they'd see the other kids getting the fully catered non-kosher meals, and they'd look at their kosher meals and choose not to do that. So this time around, we made a fully kosher kitchen. Every single meal, whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, whether you want kosher or not, it's kosher. Glad kosher. And the kitchen is kosher. This way, you know, it's in there. It exists. It doesn't stand out. It's not something that's pushed or forced or uncomfortable. It just is kosher.
You know, Mendy, it's interesting because when parents call the helpline, the first thing they want to know, and I want to know the same probably, is, oh, is it kosher? But what we tell parents is that they should not be the ones talking to their kids about it being kosher. Don't even bring it up, because kids that go to treatment centers, we have seen over the last 21 years that once they're in the treatment center, they almost always request kosher, even if they're not eating kosher when they go in. But once they detox and once they're comfortable in their own skin, they want the kosher. So we recommend that parents don't talk about it. I know it's the priority for all parents, but we should not bring that up with your children at all. Here you have the benefit that Ignite is so sensitive to this issue that they have the kosher kitchen for everyone, and they accept your insurances, and they have Chabad nearby, so there's always a rabbi available if any child decides to want to speak to one. So these are an amazing extra pieces that are lined up for the families of these young, vulnerable children that get hooked into these, you know, drug misuse. So the goal is in the treatment facility at Ignite is to get these clients healthy in their body, in their skin, in their head, and help them on their journey back into recovery when they're affected by addiction, alcohol, drugs, etc. And every individual is looked at and dealt with and cared for by Ignite as an individual. So, Mendy, I'd like to talk about, so what happens? Generally, parent calls the number again. Can you share the number, please?
Yes, 866-202-7217. So a parent would call, and they talk to our admissions people, and we'd run their benefits, we'd listen to the case, we'd make sure that it was a good fit for us. If it wasn't a good fit, we'd work with, you know, the local community resources, with the family, to ensure that we do find a good placement for them. And then the next step is making sure that the client can make it to treatment. And for a lot of families, that's not an easy process. And it's not always easy to convince your teenager to go anywhere, let alone a treatment.
Well, that's where MASC comes in, because parents need to attend MASC groups. And in the groups, they learn how to develop that plan how to get that teenager, that child into treatment. And sometimes, Mandy, I would like to add that there are times that it really is done against the child's will. And of course, I want to be very clear to say that the professionals, both Ignite and an addiction therapist, should be the only ones to decide with you and your MD about getting your child into a treatment center against their will. There are times, suicide, self-mutilation, other times that they must get cleared by these professionals only, not by your friend, not by your neighbor, not by your mother or mother-in-law. You must have an assessment done. If you cannot have it done with the child, the teenager, then you and your husband or yourself go to a professional, speak to Ignite, speak to MASC, we'll give you the professional. And there are times that they are picked up and taken by a certain service that is offered. You can call MASC and Ignite will give you that service where they will come and pick up the teenager and bring them into treatment. But just that my listeners' parents understand, it's not easy to do this. It is very painful and difficult. So you must have the support. Call. Don't just wake up one morning and say, okay, I'm sending my kid. What's the number? Get me this service. You must be working with professionals like Ignite, MASC, other wonderful organizations out there that offer as well treatment for families. So we can give you, MASC is a referral agency. If you don't want to work only with MASC, we will give you numbers to many, many other organizations and professionals that could work with you and Ignite as well. So call anonymously, call 718-758-0400. And you can also call Mandy Barron, call the main number, speak to the intake, and anyone that mentions that they heard us on my radio show, Mandy Barron personally will return your call. So, Mandy, let's give out your number one more time, please, for the intake process. No commitments, parents, no commitments. When you call the intake, there are no commitments.
Yep. 866-202-7217.
Thank you. So, Mandy, you know, we're all working to reduce stigma. And parents, you know, they're scared, they're embarrassed, they're frightened, they're frustrated. And by the time they need to get their loved one into treatment, it's so, you know, they're so exhausted and run down and pained. I want to talk about all the good that comes out of going into treatment. The earlier, the better. It used to be 20 years ago we spoke about that treatment is not always recommended for somebody under the age of 16, 17. But today, times have changed. I'd like you to make the parents understand the benefits of going early on, please.
Absolutely. You know, and you highlighted it earlier when you talked about a plan and having a plan of action. You know, when it comes to addressing mental health and addiction issues, the younger you're able to catch an issue, the more likely it is that you can turn something like that around before things become established habit, before things become, you know, really attached to the person. So when you notice issues, the earlier the better, reach out. And part of a plan doesn't necessarily mean, okay, today I noticed an issue, I'm going to send them off to treatment. It means today I noticed an issue or I have a struggle and I reach out to a MASC, I reach out to a community organization, and they work with me. And part of the plan is if X happens, we're going to step here. And if Y happens, we're going to do this. But starting early on and looking at the situation, getting a good assessment of the situation, and having a long-term plan from beginning to end is absolutely critical versus just being reactionary or responding to an issue once it's already a significant issue. And if you can do that, the families that have done that, I've seen tremendous success. They're able to address an issue before it becomes too severe, They're able to step in. They're able to put together a plan with their community supports. They put together a team. It takes a village to raise a teenager. And so they'll put together a team of resources and supports so that their loved one has the best chance of success long term, which is obviously our goal.
Yes. What is the average length of stay, and what determines success and readiness to graduate or transition?
So when you're looking at a plan, and in the plan, we are what's known as residential treatment. So we are typically a level of care that someone goes to if they're not really safe in their home environment, but they don't necessarily need to be in a hospital. Or if they went to a hospital and now they've been discharged and they need a stable, secure location where they can get themselves together before then stepping along to the next point of their plan, which would be outpatient treatment. Typically, when they're in a treatment center like ours, the stay is somewhere around, the average is about 60 days, maybe a little longer. And when they come to us, usually, again, they're not safe in the home environment, they're not yet stable, they've just been hospitalized, or they just haven't been doing well in the outpatient setting. And we know that they're ready to go when we see that they and their families have at least achieved a sense of stability. We have a good picture of what the concern is. The client has showed a willingness to participate, has shown that they can manage a lot of those symptoms, and most importantly, that the next people in line, i.e. the outpatient center, the mask, the support system, feels, okay, this family and this kid, they seem like they're ready, and we feel like we can now take them from here and help them on the next stage of their journey.
Let's address education. Some of these teenagers still are in the middle of school, and they may have dropped out, they may want to do their GED or whatever. Is there a structured school program at all connected to your program?
So school is actually, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a very big challenge when you go to treatment, because on one hand, you want them to be focused, obviously, on working on themselves first and foremost. But at the same time, you don't want them to go to your treatment program and essentially fall behind, which then becomes another concern and anxiety that they have to deal with, and then becomes a challenge when they come home. So what we do is we dedicate a minimum of 3 hours to schooling a day, and depending on where the client is coming from, we cultivate a very specific and individualized school program for them. So if their school is willing to work with us, we'll take the schoolwork from the school and we'll teach them with tutors and we'll proctor the test and send it back. If the school has kicked them out, which is unfortunately very common, we'll work to disenroll, transfer their credit to perhaps an online academy where they can finish their diploma or get their GED. And in some situations, they may be getting ready for college. We'll help them prep for that. Or we may enroll them in a local school and have the teachers come in to work with them. So it's very individualized depending on the situation of the client. However, education is a very big point.
Very, very important. Once the teenager is detoxed and in treatment and accepting the treatment, not just kicking and fighting about my parents put me here, but actually starting to feel good in their body and start doing the treatment and accepting it well, they can then start on their journey to recovery. And at that point, many of these teenagers start talking about, so what am I going to do in my life? I need my GED. So it's so important, the piece about education, that you make it available, that they don't fall behind when they're ready. But that, of course, every family, every teenager has their own clinical, shall we say, recipe of recovery. So for one, it works one way, and for another one, it works another way. So there's no just one way at Ignite. They will custom manage your loved one. So let's talk about the clinical end, please. The therapist, how many times a week does a client generally get to see a therapist and groups, et cetera? Can you share a little on the clinical end, please?
Absolutely. So we have a couple different clinical interventions. Number one, they see a therapist, a licensed therapist, 2 times a week at a minimum. And they also have family therapy 1 to 2 times a week at a minimum. Additionally, they see a psychiatrist once a week. And throughout the week, pretty much from 6 a.m. until they hit the bed at 10 p.m. They're involved in education, intensive therapy groups, experiential therapy, so music therapy, art, equine therapy, and sort of therapy between the lines, if you will, life skills. And so they're in a therapeutic environment around the clock. And that's what really makes a program like this unique, is the ability to take them through the individual, the group, the family, the experiential, the education, the psychiatry, and get a really good 24-hour picture of what they're dealing with.
Mindy, can you describe the environment, where you're located, what it's like, how many beds, who comes, what your staff's like, what, you know, they arrive, what happens first? Can you give us a little bit of a background, please? Parents
Absolutely.
Are always so interested in knowing where they're sending their loved one. So can you draw us a picture, please?
Absolutely. You know, when we opened Ignite, we were looking to create an environment that looked and felt like home, because we wanted to replicate that experience and that feeling for our clients. So our home is a roughly 6,000 square foot home. We have only 8 beds. It's a very small focus program. It has wonderful amenities like a pool and a big nice kitchen, and we have a gym, and we're building a music studio. And the clients,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's what I can tell
everybody out there. It is beautiful. That I will say.
Yeah.
Ignite is a wonderful, beautiful program. Mindy, time is running out, so I'm sorry we need to cut short. I'd like you to give the number one more time, please. Everyone should go on the website and call for more information. Mindy, what is the number, please?
866-202-7217. And what Rahama said is correct. If you call and say Rahama mentioned you and ask to speak to Mindy, I will call you back. We take everything very personally.
Right. So I want to thank you for being on, and those that are interested, have more questions, feel free to call MASK 718-758-0400, maskparents.org, on our website to listen to our shows, past shows. And I want to say thank you, Mindy, again. Sorry we got a wrap. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos. Good night.
Good
job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
It's one of the most lovely musicals of all time, and it's on stage now at the Westchester Broadway Theater. The exciting tap dance extravaganza, Anything Goes. With music by the one and only Cole Porter, Anything Goes is the first-class bon voyage story of a brassy nightclub singer, a starry-eyed stowaway, and Public Enemy number 13, all aboard a transatlantic luxury liner bound for excitement, romance, and laughter.
You're the top.
This high seas hit features incredible choreography with wall-to-wall tap dancing, and Cole Porter's outstanding score includes some of Broadway's most memorable hits like You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You, and the all-time classic, It's the Lovely. You'll be sailing away with this true Broadway classic, and before every show, you'll enjoy a delicious served dinner with a choice of 6 entrees, all for just $89. Or make show-only reservations for just $55. Call the box office at 914-592-2222, or just go online to BroadwayTheater.com. Hey, don't settle for less. Get so much more right next door with our full steam ahead production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, now on stage at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.